Hello, and welcome to Science World. Researchers in Chicago recently published a study that found older adults who lost their ability to identify smells have a good chance of dying within 5 years. The lead author of the study is Dr. Jayant Pinto, MD, an associate professor of surgery at the University of Chicago. What led your group to look at the sense of smell to predict mortality?
A couple different things. One was that the sense of smell or decreased sense of smell has been associated with some major disorders of the nervous system like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And so we thought that that relationship might lead to the ultimate health outcome, which is mortality. There's some earlier studies that suggested that there might be risk of death with decreased olfaction from some colleagues at Rush University. And lastly, there have been some animal studies that suggest it. So if you knock out genes involved in olfaction in mice, it turns out those mice can't survive more than a few days. And the reason is they can't use their sense of smell to find their mother to suckle. And so all of these things suggested that the sense of smell is an ancient part of our physiology, really important in our overall neurologic function, and might be a sort of rough indicator of overall health. And that's why we looked at it.
Sense of smell also plays a significant role on how foods taste to us. So if we have a decreased sensation of smell, foods might not seem as appetizing along with the decreased smell. Do you consider a person's eating habits in determining his or her mortality?
What we perceive as taste or flavor, I guess is a better word, most of that is actually your sense of smell. And so you're absolutely right. Your sense of smell can influence your pleasure from foods and your nutrition. And we did consider that perhaps one mechanism, maybe the most obvious mechanism, was that older people lose their sense of smell. Therefore, they have decreased nutrition, and therefore their nutrition goes down, and that causes health problems that leads to death. And so we did control for a marker of nutrition, which was body mass index, and we found that that did not affect our results. So that did not explain why people with decreased sense of smell faced increased odds of death.
I'm curious, Doctor, how did you determine a 5-year range in predicting mortality?
The way the study was designed is we surveyed these people in their homes in 2005 through 6, and then 5 years later we went back and measured the same questions and the same measurements in a second wave of data collection in 2010 through 11. And so the study was that we tested their smell function at the first wave and then their outcomes at the second wave, and indeed in this case the outcome was mortality, so who was alive and who was dead when the interviewers went back to find the people 5 years later.
When we're looking at senses, especially the sense of hearing, when we start to lose hearing, as hearing loss progresses, we lose the ability to hear sounds at certain frequencies. Are there type of smells that we tend to lose first?
That is a great question, and I'm not aware of any studies that have looked at ability for particular odors. Most of that is because it's very difficult to test different chemical odors, because as you can imagine, there's many, many different chemicals in the environment to test. So it's a difficult proposition to test different chemicals, and detect over certain odors would decline faster for some than others. But that's a great question, and we don't know the answer to that.
And finally, Doctor, could these tests be used to help people to seek help for possibly underlying diseases or conditions and prevent dying within 5 years? How do you see?
The way I look at this study is we took a 3-minute, 5-item smell test that's really easy to administer and easy to score. You just count up whether people get answers right or wrong, and that can tell you what the odds are of their mortality in 5 years. So yes, the way I would look at it is, if that clinicians could use this as like a very easy indicator of who needs more attention. It can identify people who are at higher risk for poor health outcomes, and there can be interventions for those. Now, for smell loss itself, we don't have good treatments or good preventative strategies, but part of the reason we did this study is to get people's attention for them to understand that your sense of smell is important. Just like hearing is important and deafness is a major deficit, just like vision is important and blindness or decreased vision is a big deficit, sense of smell has this really important role in our lives.
That was Dr. Jayant Pinto, MD, an associate professor of surgery at the University of Chicago. That's it for this edition of Science World. Thanks so much for listening.